Today's You Inc. happened when I received a late evening text message from a friend of mine who showed me a photo of a gentleman sitting on his rooftop porch overlooking the beautiful Goodale Park. His long blonde dreads and salt pepper beard and tattooed body, leaving nary a beige piece of skin untouched, immediately piqued my interest. He told me that he was the Swamp Yeti, and from there, I was hooked. When my request to do an in-studio interview turned into a, we only have a couple of hours tomorrow morning to get the interview in, and myself having returned from a long camping trip and my gear still in the car the next morning, I went to meet them in their RV parked just up the street from me in Clintonville, Ohio, to catch them after their workout before my yoga class with kids in tow. These are the lengths that we here at Team Two Rogues will go to bring you the best and brightest stories of folks right to your local NPR member station, 90.5 FM WCBE. Now, let's take a listen as we settle in to tight RV spaces, yet somehow the world expanded around us. And if you are interested, you can check out the video footage on our YouTube channel, Two Rogues, or just take a seat at the table. Hi, thank you for joining us at U Inc. for a very special U Inc. Live from a recreational vehicle. My name is Rhea Greif, and I'm here with you today, as I am every week, to help build the most important brand in your life, which is you. And when we talk about building, we use tools, and the same goes for building our brand. These wellness tools will help elevate your emotional intelligence and help to lead you in a more positive, successful direction in life and in business. Some of these tools you will find helpful for what you have set out to accomplish today, and some you will allocate toward your long-term well-being. This week's tool is goals, and how challenges in life can become a powerful source in goal setting to achieve successes in life and in business. And this is what I will show you is a great tool for your brand. Today, we have a special treat. We were very lucky to be invited into the personal recreational vehicle of the Swamp Yeti team, who drove here all the way from Tampa. On this team is the Florida Swamp Yeti himself, Christopher Cole, his wife and co-owner, Twyla Cole, and one of the success stories and goal-setting motivational speakers and Super Bowl NFL player with the Patriots, Rodney Bailey. They, along with their other team members, cameraman Julio Rivera, who is also filming us as well for their upcoming documentary, are here on a mission to bring tools to help folks meet their goals. Whether it be Mr. Cole's YouTube channel series on wellness, including topics about accepting criticism, visualization, plant energy, or Mrs. Cole's work with the Humane Society, or Mr. Bailey's work with Chillbilly Nation and combating childhood obesity, this is a team that works hard, works out harder, and has made play their lifestyle to help others achieve their goals towards getting on that virtuous cycle of healing and accomplishments. Welcome, Team Swamp Yeti.
Thank you.
Intro.
I know. Can I get that in writing?
Yes, you can. So I'd like to first start with Rodney Bailey. Rodney, we met and we went to dinner at the amazing patio of Bassi Italia in Italian Village with our mutual friend Carter about 8.5 months ago. I actually checked the date. And I have to say, you have been transformed. It's amazing. I almost can't believe my eyes.
Well, thank you for noticing. But yes, what really happened, and that was a great moment. I was here testing for total permanent disability at the time with the NFL, going through that process, which I was denied two times in 2017. And I was running out of options on what I could do with my health. And I was a bigger guy at that point. But I'd already started doing yoga August 1st of last year, every day. It's evolved to doing it three times a day. And it has been a real catalyst, along with CBD oils, Swamp Yeti products. It comes up all the time with me. Mm-hmm. But it's been the thing that has helped me. I've been using it for about 2.5 years and counting, and it just gets better and better is what I keep telling everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's an utter transformation. Your energy level, I was looking at some photos, like, that is not him. I mean, you look totally different. It's incredible. So, Rodney, you suffer from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, and for those listening who may not have caught what this is from all the media attention surrounding the NFL practices of severe player trauma and helmets as torpedoes, this is a degenerative brain disease found in athletes, military veterans, and others with a history of repetitive brain trauma. After a long battle, the NFL has finally accepted the causation of CTE after a New York Times article also where a neuropathologist examined the brains of 111 NFL players and 110 were found to have CTE. Mm-hmm. And the rules this year have been changed to a new and potentially far-reaching rule to ban players from lowering their heads to initiate contact with their helmets, no more meaningless extra point goals, 25-yard touchback, and permissions to eject players who display unsportsmanlike conduct like fighting. And it was one of your goals to bring this to the public forum, and you succeeded. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now you advocate for CBD to help others reach their personal health goals. How has this helped you regain your personal goal of vigor and vim?
This smile I can't get rid of when we talk about this, and you've set it up on a tee for me to knock it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
It has been the most steady part of the journey. And when you get done playing in the National Football League, I love football. Every one of us is a fan of that game, regardless if we say we are or not. You go from a little bit of a postpartum because it's something you did for more than half your life. Sure. And I was going through that, but then it just turned into chaotic for me and dark and lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that this wasn't the way it was supposed to be, and I stopped. And Chris and Twyla both have given me a lot of credit for stopping and saying, hey, this isn't right. This isn't how it should be. And then having friends of mine who I do talk to on a regular basis, who they forget that they talk to me, or we have the same conversation, or I got friends of mine who I've talked off the phone late at night, normally after midnight. They've gotten into an argument with their girl, they've had a few drinks, and they got a pistol, and they're talking about offing themselves and everybody around. That's kept me up the last few months. But yoga has come into my life, and meditation with Swamp Yeti products. The formula has turned me into a complete animal for showing the world this is what CTE is. I was diagnosed at 36. Mm-hmm. I'm 38 right now. I'll be 39 in October. And I want to show the guys behind me and the guys around me and the older guys, this is the way to go. Mm-hmm. This is the best product. It's the only product I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And it is working like a dream.
What kind of changes have you seen in yourself?
Skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's first. I mean, you think of a big 300-pound defensive lineman, the first thing you say is skin. But no.
True.
No, I was admittedly a functioning alcoholic from the pain. I had gotten used to taking opiates. I didn't even think I was taking opiates sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had gotten used to them from playing. And then, I might just turn into tequila. And I didn't know I had sleep apnea for about 15 years. And unfortunately, ran off the road going less than 2 miles an hour. I found out I had sleep apnea. And I got a machine. I've had a sleep machine for over almost 3 years.
The CPAP?
CPAP, yes. And that helped me sleep through the night. I'm a snorer. These people are sleeping around me all the time. They can't hear me.
Okay.
And that's helped a lot. I had to go to the doctor. I'm a big advocate. I don't care if you play in the NFL, not in the NFL, just for men in general. We get tough and we don't want to go to the doctor. We don't want to show our kids. We're tough, whatever. I don't have any children, so I think I'm speaking for all my buddies. But that's important. And I'm an advocate for CBDs and these CBDs. And there's a lot of fakers out there. There's a lot of multi-level marketing. This is not it. This is a grassroots company that came. I picked Columbus, Ohio because I raged here. I raised here with a lot of people. We're in the areas we are, we're going in to hang out.
Right.
Our people knew me from being the happy-go-lucky big bear of a drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm still as happy. Actually, this is a real happiness. I'm not faking it. It's all organic. So thank you for that.
It's an incredible improvement in your life, kicking addictions, being able to sleep, being able to reclaim your body and your mood and your life, and you're recommending this for everyone else. I mean, a game changer.
Some people don't believe, and I've found that out just talking around and to different people about it. They don't, if they have an addiction or they have a habit, and I had a few different habits, you can beat it. Mm-hmm. You can beat it. I'm living proof. This is what this is about.
Okay.
Chris and Twyla saved my life.
Okay. Okay, so speaking of Christopher, do you prefer to be called Swamp Yeti or what do people usually call you?
They call me Yeti Man, Swamp Yeti, Yeti Man,
Yeti of the Swamp.
Okay.
Yeti of the Swamp.
Okay.
There's a lot of Christophers.
Okay, so I wanted to say that I loved watching your YouTube videos.
Thank you.
Are you really, first of all, are you really in a Florida swamp when you do that?
Yeah. We live in an amazing area. It's got a horrible, horrible reputation because back in the day it was a swampy area.
Yeah.
You went out there and you did the wrong thing. So we are out there doing the right things. We're trying to do the right stuff. But no, we're definitely in the Florida swamps. We live in a Moon Lake. It's the area we do all of our videoing mainly. It's Moon Lake and then the Oldsmar area where we met up with Rodney.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's Oldsmar. It's the swamps, yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like there's some therapeutic qualities to those swamps?
Well, most definitely. We are the swamps. We're nature itself.
Right.
We're the plants. I believe people have been misled to believe that we're this higher creature. No, we're the same thing as the dog next to you. We're the same thing as the tree next to you. We're not the same thing as the reality of a table.
Right.
We're plant-based animals. We truly are. The plants are what our ancestors, your very first ancestor, was walking around eating plants
right.
to create itself.
Right.
So your nervous system, your immune system, your vascular system was created by cannabis, by magnolia, mm-hmm. by all the different plants.
Mm-hmm.
If you realize that about yourself, you realize the I don't know, I don't want to offend anybody. The God theory becomes true in a person
mm-hmm.
once they realize what they truly are. We're a lot of energy pent up in a
yeah.
little itty bitty, say a leaf, the leaf's wrapped around us.
Agree. So
it's a plant thing, I guess.
Your goal has always been to advocate for plants as medicine. And now with legislature changing all over the country, people are seeing more medicinal results from cannabis. What is your goal in terms of what do you want people to understand about its powerful therapeutic effects and the CBDs that you have in your products?
They need to understand it's not a bad thing. What's going to make them into the person they've been told they need to become? It takes you to a higher level in things. My main goal, hopefully, is that kids don't get treated the way I was treated.
Mm-hmm.
I was the questioning kid. Why? Who said 2 and 2 equals 4? Well, the Greeks did. Who taught the Greeks? And it would go back so far in history, and then they couldn't tell me. Well, as a kid in 5th and 6th grade, I had no clue of why I was questioning this. It took me years and years of wearing the wrong hat, doing
mm-hmm.
the wrong thing. Like he said, addiction, drinking. I did. I'm covered in tattoos because I wore a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I took the hats off and I didn't believe in hats anymore, I didn't believe in, I call them the big three, politics, preachers, teachers, and politicians.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they give that over a child over to that when they're born. We're born energy. We're born knowing everything. So if you teach me something else, a head full of nonsense can't be sincere. They've taken away, again, that God gene, that God thought process.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to heal your body. If I break a bone, I need a specialist
mm-hmm.
to take care of my frame and everything else inside of me. That's what a specialist is for. I don't need him to teach me what to eat.
Right.
We should be, our kids should be being taught this. It's ingrained in us. We know we stop a baby from eating certain things, but as soon as the baby gets a degree that says doctor, he can give you a rock and tell you it's good for you,
right.
you're gonna eat it. Don't eat the rock, guys, you know better.
So what's your goal with this product?
This product?
Cannabis in general as a healing plant and CBDs and so on and so forth.
That right there. Teach the world that is what it truly is. It's a healing plant. It's, if you believe in this God, he gave it to you to make you smarter, to understand him, to understand it all. I want people to do that. I want people to become the organic plant-based animal they are. The happiness will come. You remove all the nonsense. Again, a cluttered mind. I want to unclutter minds with it, truly.
Okay.
I want to move them to a higher vibrational level.
Thank you.
Thank you, truly. This is amazing.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay. So, Twyla, you're an equal part of this motivated set of goal seekers here and goal setters. And for those who can't see, it's clear that Twyla and every member of this team takes their personal fitness very seriously as well. In one of the videos in the Swamp Yeti, you had put out about your wife's autoimmune diseases. So I'm imagining this is public for information and how you've been healed and you no longer suffer from pain. I myself suffer from autoimmune diseases, but I take biologics to keep myself in remission. What has been your experience with plants as medicine? And is that why you also have made this your personal goal to educate folks as well and get them well?
100%. To say cannabis has saved my life is not an exaggeration in any way, shape, or form. I would not be sitting here talking to you right now if I did not ingest cannabinoids on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, my mission is to teach people to own your health.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our taglines in our business. And it's very deeply rooted. I started following doctor's orders, suggestions, whatnot, as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
Hormone replacement treatments, that fine print. They've told us all along what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the fine print. I am that fine print every step of the way. So one prescription led to another problem, which led to breast cancer at 34,
wow.
which bilateral mastectomy, chemotherapy, hysterectomy, 6 surgeries in a year, 6 months of chemo. I did everything the doctor said. We thought we saved my life. 5 years later, you're supposed to be excited as soon as you hit, you know, I'm officially in cancer remission. That's when my skin started to fall off my body. And that's when I really got sick. Then I got sick, and that's when all of my autoimmune diseases stepped in or flared up. Mm-hmm. My immune system completely collapsed because of the chemotherapy. I am the result of long-term effects. So now I have lupus, fibromyalgia, and Sjogren's syndrome. All as a result of chemotherapy per my doctors. It's in the records.
Right.
After 2 years of figuring out what was wrong with me, then about 2 years of pharmaceuticals and prescriptions trying to stop that decline, and I'm sure you can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself back on chemo every 28 days for the rest of my life.
Wow.
And a bag full of prescriptions and a very serious series of surgeries in front of me where they were going to rewire the nerves and tendons in my arms. So it was a combination of realizing my funny bone nerves were going to be completely exposed. I would be on immediate disability from that moment forward. I had at that point lost all use of my hands and arms. They were all drawn up daily. And Benlysta, the chemotherapy, I was reading the fine print once again. I was realizing I am that fine print, and I read that fine print. 1 in 6 people will get cancer that are getting this chemotherapy. And I counted there were 12 people in the room. I was at that point almost 8 years out of cancer. I'm going to be one of the 2 people in this room to get it. It has to change.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where we made the change. And so own your health. Like, we had to stop that cycle ourselves. We had to find other options because the way we were being fed to do it was killing me. And at this point, I was told, you're gonna die. Like, you have to stop that.
Yeah.
So, you know, my message is to own your health.
So are you cancer-free now?
Yeah, I'm cancer-free. I'm in complete remission of lupus, fibromyalgia, and Sjogren's syndrome going on, it'll be 4 years this summer of complete remission of those diseases.
That's incredible.
12 years of cancer remission. And by ingesting something that supports my immune system, something that at this point is proven to prevent cancer metastasis,
mm-hmm.
I officially feel cancer free. I didn't feel that before when they said, because I'm watching all of these other people that are 5 years out, they're 10 years out, 15 years out. I'm a survivor and my cancer's now come back. You're not a survivor. You've been implanted with a time bomb.
Right.
And I hate to say that, but that's truly what I feel.
Right.
And I was that. So.
And for anyone, for listeners who are listening to the show right now who aren't here to see Mrs. Cole here, Twyla, she does not look like any one of those things that you've described, like all the things that she's gone through. I mean, you look like the picture of perfect health, like you're a very fit model and like just like in such good shape. It's incredible. So did you and the Swamp Yeti, did you guys meet via his advocacy or how did that come about?
We met long before.
Okay.
So prior to discovering plants to heal us, we both had very sick journeys. And it was, we tack, like, your turn for, you get to be sick for 2 years, me for 2 years. So really, when we first started, his mom was dying of cancer. Shortly after that, there was an accident where he had injured his spine, so he had spinal fusion surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So he was legitimately going through pain, going through opiates, on anti-anxiety medications and under other mental support medications. Then once his back got healed, I had cancer. I came out of cancer. He was in another accident.
Wow.
Spinal fusion surgery. As soon as he recovered from that, I collapsed from lupus. So we've had a great journey of
really
supporting each other.
That's why we fight so hard.
Right, that's why your goal is
that's
personal.
That's the only thing we know.
It's personal.
You grow up fighting, you keep fighting. We had to create a life that we could get paid for because we weren't the normal. It wasn't the normal what we were going through.
Right.
I wasn't going to beg people. I was told I wasn't smart enough to do anything. So again, we had to, you go back to the basics, and the basics make everybody smart. It's the plants, like we were saying earlier. It's knowing who you are and knowing what you can do. We're told from a steady age, you got to do these things to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
No. You got to take care of yourself. You have to become a selfish person to be selfless.
Right.
You really do. It's odd ways, but you do.
But it's funny that people think of self-care as being selfish.
Yeah.
But really, you're not. I mean, you have to take care of yourself. And the example that I always give is like when you're in an airplane, they give you the safety spiel. They say if the pressure drops in the cabin, the oxygen mask will come down. If there's a dependent next to you, who gets the oxygen first? You do. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you're unavailable
for
to be right for a person or society or anything in general. Okay, thank you. Okay, so you also did some work previous to this endeavor with the Humane Society, and you have members of your family in the canine species. So is it also part of your message and goal to educate fur parents about the benefits that this plant medicine could have on their four-legged friends?
100%. So when we formulated our product line, we were adamant, I was adamant, and very mindful along the way to make sure that we had a pet-safe product in our lineup. And also being mindful, not everybody can afford everything all of the time. So being able to have one product that is both versatile for people and pets, because
We
are all mammals.
Yeah, sure.
We absolutely have a product line that helps animals. Dogs, cats, fish, birds all have endocannabinoid systems.
Mm-hmm.
So anything CBD can help you with, it can help your fur member with as well. And it was definitely a part of our journey stepping into this. And as I left the Humane Society, knowing that I was able to continue helping animals. I worked in vet care prior to that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it has always been deep in my heart to help animals and help people make the right choices for their pets. It's about laying out options, just like it is for us.
Mm-hmm.
Laying out options, because what's right for one person isn't right for the next.
Right.
But just making sure that cannabinoids are in the arsenal for pet owners to care for their animals. And certainly my pets are also on it for a variety of reasons. We have a 12-year-old pug. He has advanced spinal degenerative disease.
Mm.
He should be on the steroids, the pain medications. My veterinarian knew better. He looked at me. He's like, you know what I'm going to say. And I'm like, yep. He's like, and I know what you're going to say. Yep. And I'm like, and we'll be back in 30 days and you'll see my dog not limping now that I know what's going on. So to support what Chris said, there's times where we do need doctors to help guide us. But knowing that you have a plant-based option to help provide care without negative side effects.
Mm-hmm.
We're all looking for quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's all what we deserve.
So Swamp Yeti, where could people, if they're interested, like for example, are you guys going to be giving out these gummy bears at the Red, White, and Boom?
Maybe.
Are you?
I'll have, while
I do it in my mouth as well, Swamp Yeti, could you please tell us where people can find out about your products while I'm trying?
SwampYetiProducts.com. Facebook, we have Florida Swamp Yeti, we have Ohio Swamp Yeti, the affiliate, we have the Swamp Yeti products, Rodney's page, Julio's page, all of our social pages have a connection to this page. Again, it's become our lifestyles. It's our reason. It's the reason to get up in the morning.
So you utilizing that power, or that draw that you have, and knowing that you're going to influence people, you must be very serious about this goal.
Oh, I am serious. You know what has happened is, you know, I got hit so hard that I didn't really know how to use this.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, at one point, you know, I really didn't know how to use the ring for the powers as you should. But we come from a society that loves sports and loves athletes, and we have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and that's what's happening in this world. It wasn't so much when we were coming up, but now. At this point, I really feel with my presence and the way I feel, it was only a couple years ago. I had zero reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got about 50,000 reasons why every single day. It's to really, maybe I catch the eye of somebody who needs it.
Mm-hmm.
My father just had a stroke in March.
Mm-hmm.
It scared me.
Sure.
And I cried like a baby, and I didn't let him see it. But he is doing so much better because of this product.
Really?
He got on the product the week before, and he just came down here yesterday or 2 days ago now, and we had lunch, and they're supporting us, and my parents are using it. My grandmother is using it for her niece. She's 82, and my dad is using it to recover, and he's taking the elixir.
That's incredible.
And he's using it on his arthritis. And it's amazing. We've been able to help our families and, see people that we love who are older feel better.
Okay, you guys also practice what you preach in terms of wellness goals, and you hit the gym religiously and walked around our city. You took in the sights like the Arnold statue and the Eddie George establishment. You walked about the Glen Elko Ravine. For anyone looking to get well as their goal, why is movement such an important part of it? And how can we get folks motivated? For those listening right now who want to meet this goal of movement, how can we do that?
Convince them that they want to do it,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Give them a reason, and I think they need to believe in themselves as the reason. Again, they need to pull back all the external back into themselves and realize, I had a problem growing up. I had no self-worth. people need self-worth. Mm-hmm. I believe that a lot of the, again, the preacher, teacher, and politician of this country takes self-worth away from you because you have to have them to be the good person.
Right.
You have to live up to this. You have to live. I didn't believe in any of it from the get-go, so how am I going to live up to it? I don't want the lie that I was told, I guess, is the best thing that I can find to do with this and where I want it to go and how we're going to reach people. Again, we're in their face. You can't miss us if we're walking down the road. You're going to look and see why we look the way we look. People need to realize that it's them.
Right.
It's nothing else. Mm-hmm. It's the person you got to, if your life sucks, look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Change that person.
Right.
99% of life is what you make it.
Right. Right.
There's 1% of it that we don't control, and that's nature. Nature's on our side. It literally is. We're part of that. You go along with that flow. I study the Tao Te Ching. You go along with that flow of that book, you can blueprint your life on it. And it's, again, to help my wife, makes it to where my life ain't shitty. I'm not going through a mental destruction of me going, why didn't I stop and help this person, when you know you should stop and help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I always gravitate Tesla. I love him. We are Tesla coils. We're auto-detective Tesla coils. We're self-teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Plants are what teach us. They're the blueprints. They truly are our blueprints. I guess that's our goal. I go off on this stuff.
Right.
Right. But that's what we really want to do.
And
I know we're going to reach people that way.
Right. And I'm sure that you've noticed that, you know, being post-cancer survivor, like, you know, being physically fit just helps, you know, maximize all the health benefits. So, you know, it's all together. It's like, this is part of a healthy lifestyle. These plant-based stuff is part of that healthy lifestyle. Also, you guys are going to be at the parade, so I will see you guys at the parade. Our radio station is going to be our community liaison, is the not-so-grand marshal. So we'll be there. I hope you guys have some fun costumes planned, by the way, because everyone's really outrageous there. So if you want to stand out there, you're going to have to bring up your game a little bit. Do you have any plans for what you're going to be wearing to that at all? Do you guys have something planned?
A lot of nothing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we heard less is more.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we heard less is more, so we might as well go with the local
conditions. Do it.
I'll have on shoes.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you all for sharing your goals and your RV with us on you. Wink, and thank you, Rodney, for coming on.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it, and thanks for giving us a chance to talk about this. It really helps us a lot.
And thank you, Twyla.
Thank you so much. This has been an absolute honor. We appreciate the opportunity.
You. And thank you, Swampy Eddie.
Thank you guys very much. Definitely. This is how we're going to spread it. You know,
yeah.
This is how it works.
I'm happy
to be
part of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
And now a word from our person on the street. So, George, what are your thoughts on goals?
My goal is trying to get my life back together after I lost my wife and everything. Trying to get my kids straightened around and everything.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. And I'm just trying to get my life together. That's my goals right now.
And how do you plan on doing that?
Trying to better my life a little bit better, take care of my kids better than I am been, because I've been not paying attention to them lately and everything, and I want to get them on. Some of them's having problems, and I want to get them straightened around and stuff.
And I think that's common for a lot of families to realize that they've kind of neglected certain things and that
right.
It's time to attend to them. What's one of the things that you've been doing?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been sitting around doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
and I want to get up off and do something.
What's one of the things that you've started doing with your kids or an idea that you have?
My grandkids, I've been talking to a lot of them here lately and having them come over and visit and stuff like that and getting to know them real better than what I have been, you know.
Well, that's a great start. Congratulations, George.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming on You Inc.
You're welcome.
And that's our show for today, folks. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Rhea Greif, and you've been listening to You Inc. on 90.5 WCBE.